The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, it is. It is so time to open. Welcome to Waking Up in America. I'm Dr. Val Kirkhard. I'm here with Randy Shannon, Lance Gordon, and Dr. Ben Fuchs. You're going to have some fun this morning. They say beauty is only skin deep. Well, actually, that's not true. You get really beautiful when your heart's in the right place. And one of the things that I just wanted to give a plug to this morning as we talk to about Waking Up in America is Mary Louise Zeller, who is the presenting sponsor of Waking Up in America, is a 20 times gold medal taekwondo champion in forms and also an international Kayani distribution agent. She's actually third in the world at this point on Kayani. And when you go to our website at wakinguminamerica.com, once again, wakinguminamerica.com, you'll actually find on the right-hand side of the page that those are our sponsors. And Mary Louise has been a friend for absolutely years. And you can imagine that if somebody starts taekwondo at 45 and then wins 20 gold medals after that, that they might know what they're doing about health as well. So whatever Mary Louise does, I do too. So I'm on Kayani, and when people ask me where my vitality comes, a lot of it, I know very well every time I take Kayani away, my level drops. And it's basically a superfood, so it's not something to be afraid about. We've also got another major sponsor on the radio program, Lance Gordon of Minerals, and he will talk about his minerals. And our guest today also uses the products that Lance talks about. So we'll be sharing more with you about that. And in America, with all the different little surprises that industry and government has for us with regards to toxins in the air and the ground and the water up your nose and in your food, to be very healthy and very strong is an important thing. So seriously, take a look at the advertisers on our webpage, because every one of them has something that contributes to your longevity and health. And here's the question: have you taken the Waking Up in America challenge, the possibility of living to be 200 years? And I've had people say, I'm not going to even try. I'd like to get off. This planet is just so awful with all the different things that are happening. And I say, calm, my child. I happen to be involved in landmark education. I'm in the Wisdom Course currently, and the message from the Wisdom Course is everything is fine, okay? In my life, everything is as it should be, okay? And what that means is, if we look at it from the point of view, is everything is as it should be, then all that is going on now on planet Earth actually is our opportunity to get in touch with our beauty, which includes our skin, definitely includes our heart, and it also includes our commitment to the future, to our families, to our countries, to the possibility of world global community. 2.2 million people have taken the Landmark Forum, and right now I'm in a course with almost 300 people who have no I left in them. It's nothing is about I am this, I am that. What is the course is about is who we are as community and how we fit together and how we take care of each other and how we communicate and things of that nature, so that we have the opportunity to actually help everyone wake up to the fact that we don't have to take the Ebola shots. We can say that we have religious preferences. If Ebola is real, and before the show, Randy and I were discussing just how real it is, maybe they flew in a few people to spread it around a bit, but if the thing is really as real as it is, there's a simple thing called huge doses of vitamin C which make you immune to it, even though this thing is supposed to kill you. Unfortunately, a lot of governments, they're not interested in having people survive what's there, including malaria, 3 billion and counting. Dr. Rutledge was on our show for a while. What a wonderful man. He took films of kids dying in Africa simply because they couldn't stop the malaria, because the government wouldn't award them any money if they used DDT, which knocks it dead. Okay, malaria would have been gone totally. Instead, during the course of this show, 500 kids will be passing on to the next dimension. Now, that is a horrible tragedy, and when you take a look at the suffering and then 3 billion and counting, you actually get to see a child dying. It's profoundly moving, and it wrenches you, okay? But when you understand that what we're creating here on planet Earth is frequency, and if you ever saw any of the Star Wars, watch the Star Wars series on television, you realize that this Earth was where they used to come to go to vacation. I remember that from one of the Star Trek shows. Well, now Earth is where you come to find out what you're courageous about, what you're committed about, and what we can do as human beings. One individual human being can stand and say, no, it's not happening in my town. There was one town, I'm trying to remember what state it is, and it's not coming to me right now, that when a previous government wanted to put a nuclear dump in their town, which, by the way, contaminates the soil for something like 200 million years, the townspeople said, no, go away. Randy, do you remember that town in New Jersey or New York that stopped the developers from coming in and polluting it?
Yeah, you're talking about, I can see her face. It's is it Erin Brockovich that you're talking about?
Well, this town did what Erin Brockovich did, okay? Mm-hmm. And it did it recently, like within the last year. What happened was the people of the town had signed a contract with some miners, some mining company, come to find out that they were coming to destroy the town with their mining. And when the citizens of the town said, no, 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 they said, yes, 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 and they found a way to actually, the citizens said, no, 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 and the citizens stopped the invasion and actually won in court. So there are pockets of this conversation going on all over the place. And you know, Randy, how crazy it makes me.
Yes, yes. Well, part of what you're talking about is all Agenda 21 stuff, which we've talked about on the show
before.
Well,
mention to our listening audience Agenda 21, okay?
Yeah, well, definitely people should go online and look it up to get all the details. But Agenda 21 is an overreach of the government, and it's meant to basically take over all the resources where they control everything. You think, well, they can't control the water. Yes, they can. They're putting in statutes and codes that say that they can control the water. You can't even catch your rainwater anymore, and they need to basically almost have, for lack of a better word, eminent domain over your ponds, your pools, your lakes, whatever it is, your rivers, your streams. They're just moving in and slowly encroaching in on people's, you know, personal rights. In California, for example, up in the wine country, I had heard a story about them pulverizing miles upon miles of road and turning it into gravel. Well, that makes it so that the tourists don't want to go out there near as bad to some of those locations. And it puts a lot of those wineries out of business, and there's a purpose for that. It's not that they have less dollars. Look at, does Obama take, you know, less extravagant trips? No. I mean, did, you know, the wars slow down? No. We still have plenty of money. They'll cut off Social Security and they'll shut down government for a day, but the wars can continue. and so can the EBT cards. Nothing really ever slows down except for the things that matter to the people. So, you know, this Agenda 21, definitely do research, but it's definitely a huge overstep, overreach of the criminal side of the government that's in power right now.
You know, there was something in 1969, I believe it was 63 or 69, called Codex Alimentarius, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up. I used to be able to find the definition of it that talked about a reduction in the world, okay? Now when I look it up, it talks about a food committee through the United Nations, okay? So it seems that the United Nations is a harboring ground for some of this conversation, so I don't really want to get into that. I actually know people that work at the United Nations that are amazing human beings. I am dubious about the entire content of that. It just makes me crazy to have post offices and things like that closed because of Columbus Day, because, you know, we don't all know, but if you read Howard Zinn's The People's History, I went around saying, oh, they're closed for Murderer's Day, because that's who Christopher Columbus is to me. And obviously, Seattle, is it Seattle, Oregon?
Yes, it was Seattle.
It was Seattle that actually refused to put out Christopher Columbus Day and instead put out a day honoring the indigenous Indians. The reason they did that was because when Columbus and the rest of the troops came to America, there were something like 10 million Indians, which I was amazed actually when I read the book about how many there actually were. And by the time they got left, done with all the Spanish conquerors, oh, by the way, these people had generously offered things to their new visitors. They were murdered. And they were murdered.
Here's a sword. Okay, now we'll use it on you. I mean, they were just, Columbus and his crew were just hideous individuals. And you know, look, he wasn't the only one. There's plenty before him. But, you know, it's just insulting to teach the kids in the school system the improper history and to celebrate the guy who wasn't the original founder of this country. And then, you know, the bottom line is the man lied to the queen, said there was a lot of gold, and she sent more ships, and they enslaved these people. They tried to send some across, and probably some made it, but many died along the way, and these people literally started to kill their own children just to keep them from being raised in this hideous environment of slavery. People just want to be free.
And here's the deal, folks. I mentioned that because I want you not to think that what's going on here is new. If you take a look at what people suffered in the early days of America before the Revolution and the consciousness, and even after that, even after the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were put together, you have President Polk stealing half of Mexico, and nobody wanted to do it with him. Even the Congress didn't want to do it with him, but he said he was the president and he was taking it, and you guys are going to war. So I don't want you to think we just have, quote, some bad guys here in office. I want you to realize that we tend to go to sleep on issues or we avoid them simply because we don't know what to do about them, too.
Very
true. Those people didn't know what to do. They saw themselves as alone, and that is one of the reasons why I love Landmark and the communications courses that are available over there. And the reason is that we speak from the point of view and we look at things from the point of being a global community. We have people that fly in from all over the world to be in the courses. This course, this particular course, meets 5 times during the year, and the people that are there are people that are assisting their countries, that are assisting their departments, things of that nature. So what I want you to know is that in the midst of all of this turmoil and corruption and deception and all of the other stuff that goes with it, there are good people all over the place. If you hate Congress, I'll tell you there's some good people in there. If you hate this or you hate that, start looking at things from an evolved point of view.
You're talking about Landmark, and, you know, this weekend I happened to be at a conference in Coral Gables, Florida, and it's the Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's a 3-day conference, and the reason I actually am here is because I went to their 2-hour deal, and I found that to be super interesting, and I love learning, because you know, I just know that knowledge, it didn't end with school. In fact, that was just the very beginning. It blossomed after school. So, you know, it's a journey. It's a lifelong journey to learn. So you're talking about your conference, and here I am at this, and I think everybody should go just to experience and learn some of the different things, because these are things, these extracurricular courses and things that you do, things, you know, Ben was one of our guests, Dr. Ben Fuchs. He was in Dallas last weekend, I believe it was, or San Antonio, and, you know, it's always about learning this destination, this journey of life, because, you know, look, every second that we're alive, the clock is ticking, and, you know, those seconds...
Somebody's beeping. Somebody's phone is beeping. I don't know.
Yeah, mine.
What
I don't
I
hear
tell
anything
you, folks? We have a team, and that, thank you, I love you, Mike, that was part of our radio team checking air quality for us.
That's
as
it.
We
That's
call
it
in
was.
From, as we call in from all over the place, trust me, this man is a master at the control panels, and he is committed to making us look good. We love you, Mike.
We do. We love our students.
So here we are this morning calling in from all over the United States. That wonderful voice you just heard there was Lance Gordon. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says that we're doing radio that's changing the world. You go, Bob. We like to think so sometimes, but you guys are remarkably silent. So go over to our webpage and sign in over there, please, so that we know exactly who's listening. Randy, Lance, I want to have you have a chance to comment on what we just said, and then we got to get this wonderful guest to our audience.
Well, Randy mentioned how the government in the United States is gradually taking things away from us, taking rights away, and they are doing it. The terror, you know, with all the terrorist action, the Homeland Security is taking more and more rights away. They're listening in on everything, every phone conversation. And I just had a dinner with we're opening up Russia. Longevity's going into Russia November 1st.
Right, I heard that.
And I went and met with a Russian guy. He worked with the diplomatic corps, and he wants to help launch it over there. So I met with him, had dinner with him last night, and he was talking about Russia. I said, tell me what's Russia like? I grew up with Russia being the dictatorship, the cruel Stalin regime, and nobody can do anything, the ultimate in taking your rights away. And Russia is moving the other way towards, they probably have more freedom than we do right now. And they're moving even more to that because people want more freedoms because they appreciate it because they were under the iron fist for so long. And when he was talking about the freedoms they have over there, I was kind of embarrassed. I said, you know, we're going the other way towards where you were, and you are going towards where we used to be. It's amazing. Russia, the communist state there, I never thought that they would be so, they're so passionate about their rights and getting freedom and being able to do what they want for the first time. So it's kind of a wake-up call to what's going on in the world.
You know, it totally is, and what I was thinking about, I feel very lucky to live here in Topanga Canyon, because here in Topanga Canyon, there's no officer over here that would stop me from giving eggs to my neighbor or exchanging, milk, or there's nobody here that would stop me from planting my garden and enjoying that. There's nobody here that would make me do certain things, because that's not what Topanga's about, and I just see the wisdom of when I moved here, you know, in the 1990s. And I'm here because of, they leave us alone. And we don't even have the same, let's just say that in Topanga there's some very interesting buildings, because a lot of people built here before the building codes were even in. So I'm in a pocket of freedom with supervisors, county supervisors, and things of that nature that actually help us over here. If that's not your experience, start writing letters to the editor. Start, Marianne Williamson is political. Start connecting with groups like that are doing political things. There's all kinds of actions you can take. And this is, if you're born during this time, my roommate is an astrologer, and every time I think something is like so screwed up, how could it be happening? He goes, oh, well, at 2:17 this afternoon, blah, 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 went into blah, 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 and there'll be it's a void moon, or there's all these different things that happen, and today you can expect an explosion somewhere, and ding, an explosion somewhere shows up. So I'm going to say our evolution, it could all be in the stars. The maps could be there to tell you what you're going through and what you're up to, because the number of times that he has called exactly what is going on for me is just unreal. And he's my second astrologer roommate, so you can guess I'm committed to having some kind of a map for through wading through all of this stuff. We're basically I don't want to fight anything. I want to stand for something. I want to create something. And it's out of that that Randy invited our guest, Dr. Ben Fuchs, to be with us today. I understand he's quite a skin care specialist. That's his favorite. And what I think he'll tell us at some point is that you can tell us all in the skin what's going on in the body, and maybe he can tell us what goes on in the heart as well. I'm not quite sure of his level of participation here. Randy, would you do us the honors?
Yeah, I actually had known about Ben Fuchs. I had heard people talking about him. I had heard about his show. I had never got onto it and listened to him, and boy, was I missing out. But I met him in Las Vegas, and I got to hear him speak, and there was many speakers at this event we were at, but I was there with my son, and he was top 2 to 3 of our favorite. We kind of narrowed it down to 3 that we absolutely loved, and Ben was one of them. So we were just wowed by what he had to say, and he speaks my language. He's right up my alley, and I love everything that has to do with the skin and the body and health and nutrition. And his show is called Bright Side Ben. You can find him on the Genesis Communications Network, and that is his website as well, I believe. But I had a private conversation with him, and he talked about his passion, and it was funny. I was watching his video, and it cut out right when he was about to give the secret, and my computer completely crashed right at that moment. And I was telling him about it, and he's like, well, I'm not going to tell you. You got to go back and listen. So, and ever since then,
he's not going to tell us even today? Because if he doesn't tell, we won't put him on the air, right?
Well, I'm hoping that he and I do a deal together where we actually market it, because I told him about my nanny when my oldest boys were younger, and she always had this concoction on her skin, and she was 60-some years old when she was a nanny for my kids, and she was like family, and she had the most beautiful skin. It was the skin of a 25-year-old.
Really?
And so I'm thinking that his secret ingredient is what hers was. So without further ado, Ben, welcome to the show.
Do you know what her secret ingredient was?
I have it written down. I do.
Oh, you're going to play the game, too. Okay, Ben. Come on. Step on in here, Ben, and have some fun.
Yeah, you guys said so many things. I don't even know where to begin. First of all, I should tell you, I started participating in Landmark when I was in my early 20s, actually when I was 20, and I've been doing it all my life, and my entire life has been constructed around the Landmark principles. I did it when I was days, and so for the last 34 years, I've been living my life using Landmark as my model and as my paradigm.
Have you done Wisdom?
I haven't done the Wisdom course. I did the Forum.
I
been thinking about it, and FLEP and SELP and all that. I haven't done that.
Well, it's Communication Sunday and Wisdom course on Sunday, so fly on over and I'll introduce you.
All right. Where is the Wisdom course?
The Wisdom course is at the Marriott Hotel in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, okay. I know Marina Del Rey. Are you at Topanga? I heard somebody talk about Topanga Canyon.
I live in Topanga Canyon.
I love it out there. I go. You're talking about Malibu, right outside Malibu.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I go out to Malibu all the time. Actually, in fact, I started marketing my new skincare company in Malibu just this last couple of months. So I've been going back and forth quite a bit.
Well, come on over and visit.
I will have to do that. I will definitely have to do that.
Well, the Wisdom course on Sunday is a community Sunday, and we actually bring people in. And that really cool thing about it is we disappear. Anger and resentment and all that kind of stuff. And what we do is create community and solutions.
Well, praise God. It really is all about.
you know, individuality is an illusion, and this illusion of individuality, I think, is really behind a lot of our problems. Not that it's not fun to be an individual, but the illusion that we're stuck in individuality really disempowers us. In fact, I'm a healthcare professional. By the way, I'm a pharmacist. I'm not a doctor. But and I don't identify that way either.
Did you get a doctorate when you're in pharmacy?
No, these days you do actually get a PharmD, they call it. But back in the old days when I graduated, that wasn't occurring. But in any case, the idea of health, health is really my specialty, and health comes from the word, the same root as the word whole and wholeness and holy. And this idea of individuality is really intimately connected to unhealthiness, to fragmentation is really the root, or separation, if you will, is really the root of disease, and wholeness is the root of health. So our sense of individuality, as fun as it is to play as an individual, and I love playing as an individual, but this model that says that we're locked into separation, that we are only an individual, is really what weakens us. And it's a model that's encouraged. It's a paradigm that is encouraged by a power structure that does not have our interest in mind, as you said. And while it's not people, you know, you don't want to hate on people necessarily. Like, it's easy to hate on government representatives. It's easy. They're the low-hanging fruit. You know, it's almost trite to rip on individual congressmen and presidents and representatives of the medical model, but it's the paradigm. It's the government paradigm, the mindset that says that there's an outside authority that somehow has authorship over our story. That's what an authority is. It's an author over our story. And so the problem isn't the individuals who run the government, the politicians, it's the model, the disempowering model that we all buy into that encourages abdication of responsibility, abdication of responsibility for our own lives. And as you know, if you're from Landmark, responsibility is a context. That was one of my first things I learned from Werner. And by the way, I love Werner. The first thing I learned from him, I'll never forget, because I had these old tapes of Werner, and that's how I got into Landmark. I would listen to Werner over and over and over again, and he would go, responsibility is a context. In other words, you can't give up responsibility, even though we're encouraged to give up responsibility. Oh, the government will take care of Ebola. The government will take care of us. The government will fight terrorists. The government will do this. The government will do that. We are the government. The government is us. And we're not separate from the government. We're not separate from our world. And that's really the idea that we have to understand, is that we are our world. As Pogo, remember Pogo? He says,
yeah,
I've seen
I love
the enemy.
Pogo.
What do
and
you say?
It is
I've
us.
Seen it, and it is us.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's my favorite of all times. My
Isn't
favorite
that great?
Pogo strip. Oh, yeah, he comes in wandering from the swamp, yeah. Standing there going, I see the enemy, and it's us.
I've seen the enemy, and he is us. And that's this
yep.
idea, that, and that's what Ebola is, and that's what all of the things that are going on in our life that we don't like, we have to understand that is us. If we don't like something that's in our world, whether it's terrorism or whether it's government or whether it's our acne or our zits or our diseases
exactly.
or whatever, it's us. Responsibility is a context. You can't give it up. You have an ability to respond. Yeah.
Oh, I love this, and we're going to come back to you in a minute. It's time for me to give the sponsors credit. And I have to say that once again, Randy, who's attracted to people, has picked two long-term Landmark. She works on a show with a Landmark graduate who's been in the work for 30 years. I've done Landmark, the forum, alone 9 times. Why? Because I like being responsible. You're missing a lot if you're not responsible. And our sponsors actually give you the opportunity to be responsible and integrated and excited about life in a way that you can't believe, because the products that we invite you to take a look at that are listed on our website at wakingupinamerica.com are actually products that will actually help you feel good and strong and powerful, and hopefully the information and the ideas that you're getting over here from Waking Up in America will give you places to go and inspirations. Robert Kiyosaki's work is absolutely excellent. That's where Randy is right now. Lance spares no time in developing himself. I'm in about 4 or 5 seminars a year, and I love them. They put me on track. So up second to Kayani is Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar drink, which is good stuff, and apple cider vinegar is a good thing to drink every day. And she's one of the sponsors of our program, too. Her dad started the first health food store on America, I think, in 1916 or 19 or something like that. Patricia Bragg's right here with us. we have Sir Jason Winter Tea, which was a great story in itself, too. Sir Jason Winter was actually given his knightship for his contribution to health in the world. We have that tea strengthens your immune system besides tasting really good. We have Protandin, which is a blood purifier that I love that stuff. I don't just do one thing. I actually do every single thing that's on this list here, and that's how we can live into the possibility of being 200. And if you're not looking forward to 200, that's because you don't have the right friends and the right conversations, and you're committed to being, without you intending to being victimized. Because when you're not a victim, when you put on the glasses of power and the glasses of communications, and you educate and hang out with people that are up to the same things you are, miracles happen all over the place. The reports that come in at these seminars from what people have accomplished in their corporations and companies. Last night I heard about a woman in a law firm that's got her 10 people coming from the law firm to actually contribute to and find out about the Landmark Forum. There's, I'm sure, at the end of Robert Kiyosaki's seminar that Randy is in, you'll find that there'll be opportunities for other things for people to do there about wealth. Robert Kiyosaki actually offers a totally different point of view than how we create wealth, and it's how the rich actually do it. Probably Lance Gordon could do the same thing, because whether you know it or not, this mineral man here is actually a certified public accountant. So it just gets really interesting what our commitments are to. And if your commitment is complaining, don't take these products, because these products are about being alive, being vital, and being engaged. We have the Protandin, which is a blood purifier. You follow the links on the website. These are all on the right-hand side of the website. You go over, you'll find little goodies at the other end that explain the different things. There's coningcompany.com, which is the ear cones that are used to clean out the eustachian tube. Amazing process. It's over 5,000 year old. The government hates it. People are getting back their hearing and all kinds of things. We have Randy Shannon's 42action.org, and I sat in on a call this Thursday for 42action.org. These guys rock, okay? What they're doing is they're giving you legal feedback from people that have been through the system. She's got brilliant minds over there. Randy's behind 42action.org, by the way. She's behind a lot of the good stuff here on the planet. Check it out. There's opportunities if you're having trouble with traffic tickets or mortgages or just government deception and fraud. There are people out there, flashlights, wending their ways through the corridors of deception to get you to where you need to go. Okay? Just follow the light that's going behind Randy. We have Aquachi. Bless Aquachi. All this toxic stuff that you're getting in your body, you can get this Aqua Tea foot bath. That's the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. Put your feet in it, use the coils, and you watch the stuff. It not only comes out of your body, but out of the water. You'd be, oh, God, what's in the water is something else again, which is why I have a Kangen water machine and water purifiers and things like that at the house, because we're getting it from every direction with the chemtrails and everything. So even last month, I lost a friend that had been chemtrailed 10 years ago, and his death was totally attributed to having had chemtrail stuff dropped on him. So Dick Shane, bless his heart, used to be on the Virginian, and his commitment was to people being wealthy in the world. And I'm not going to say that he gave his life for it, because he lived his life for it. So what are we looking at? Is we're looking at what are we living our lives for? What do you want to be known for? Do you want to be known for fighting, or do you want to be known for transforming? While you're considering all of this, do pick up some El Pinto salsa at Ralph's. And also know that in Albuquerque here, Jim has the El Pinto restaurant, which is actually a destination restaurant that where they're taking care of you over there. They've even got Kangen water in the kitchen that they're passing out to the customers, and they're committed to having a good time. So that's a plug to you, Jim, and just thank you so much. We have Marketing with the Stars. Raw has a nice mailing list of over 100,000 people that actually buy things and are interested in the spirituality, okay? We have the Galactic Federation with Sheldon and Colleen. And Galactic Federation, once a month, Sheldon and Colleen do a call explaining what's happening with our galactic neighbors and how all that's playing. And by the way, the galactic neighbors are telling us that the damage on Earth could have been worse, except that they stopped World War III in the Middle East. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I saw a hit list of how we were going to march through the world. And I say we because, as Ben was mentioning to earlier, we are part of this conversation. It's up to us to stand up and stop this stuff, okay? And to say, no, you can't do it. And I say, I invite you to do the Gandhi, which means no guns, no rifles, just standing up saying, no, I'm not going to do this. This is my country, because the people that are doing this are less than 3% of the population of the entire world. So they're outnumbered, okay? So take the time and do something with this. Check out drvalerie.com. I actually clear people emotionally, and I can do it. A lot of my clients go into past lives and different conversations. It's absolutely fascinating. And because what we're actually doing is we're neutralizing charges from the past, traumas, you know, like PTSD, that are actually locked into your DNA structure. And we can, the process I develop can unlock them. So I have a great life. Thank you so much, Landmark. I have a great life. Left to my own, I actually, in my youth, did try to commit suicide twice. And I'm certainly not into that anymore. And I'm saying that because, in case you think I don't know how bad it can get, I know how bad it can get, depending upon where you're looking at, where you're standing from. So once again, I thank you for the options of seeing things differently, and that's to Lily Starr and Carol Kennelly, who are leading the course in Santa Monica at this time. Lance Gordon, you little darling, you. I love the fact that you brought minerals and your wonderful resonant voice to Waking Up in America. And his website, lancegordon.com, is right there on the internet. If you ever have any problem with our webpage or you can't find something of that nature, send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And I wanted to say, Beverly Brooks Peterson, you've been in my life with raw food. You've been in my life with pain relief. You've been in my life with Corporation Souls. You've been in my life with Kangen Water. And if anybody wants to know about any of those things, they should call Brooke Beverly Peterson at 561-628-1845. That's 561-628-1845. Totally, your life can change from all of this stuff. And before we return to Ben, and of course we'd like to have this program be 2 hours because Ben is here, Lance, is there anything that you wanted to present our listeners this morning?
Well, first of all, if you go to that LanceGordon.com site, if you got a health problem, you can just, there's a little button that says what ails you, and you just click on that, and you can put down whatever your problem is. 80% of the stuff people have are in there, and it'll tell you what you need. And there's also a little video thing that you can go through and find out how your body's a biochemical reactor and exactly how it operates, and then you'll understand why the minerals are so important, because people just, okay, I got to take minerals, but why are they important? And that thing kind of explains how they interact with each other.
Don't just tempt them there. Not everybody has a computer. Mine certainly isn't working this morning. Why should they have minerals, Lance?
Why should they have minerals? Every disease, Dr. Linus Pauling, who's won 2 Nobel Prizes, stated that every single disease we have today, you can trace to a mineral deficiency somewhere in their life. They had mineral deficiencies, and you can trace almost any illness to that. For example, we know that anemia is iron, missing iron. That's an example of one connection with a mineral and a disease. We know that scurvy, with vitamin C, is very important toward in preventing scurvy. They knew that back in Christopher Columbus's day. They always took fruit with them. So this stuff's been around a long time. Doctors kind of deny it, but then they'll tell you that you've got to have these things. And more of them are coming around to the fact that you need minerals. And I was meeting with this Russian guy. The Russians understand that. That's why they want us over there, because they want these minerals. They love the products. They want their population to have them. They don't allow genetically modified foods in Russia. They can't believe that America allows us to have genetically modified food. They said, how can the government let people eat that stuff? How can they put, you know, the modified fruit,
Can I just
wheat?
Throw something in here, Lance?
I think
part of the reason is that with commitments like ours, for instance, for 200 years, that the government has already taken money from Social Security. Okay, Social Security was actually set up, Lance, as a system that we contributed into, okay? But what's happened is those funds that we contributed, then they were invested to create more money so that people could have longevity. And because we're doing things that are actually causing us to live longer, and we are, I mean, when we talk about 200, I'm sure they're cringing.
Oh, yeah.
The possibility of it. So what you're offering here is life extension. You're offering vitality as the package that's here. I mean, oh, my God, thank you.
You can very easily add 10 to 15 years and more. We just say 10 to 15 to be conservative. We're talking maybe 100 to 150. Who knows?
Yes.
Back when Social Security was formed in 1935, the life expectancy was, I think, about 59 or 60.
Something like that,
And you could collect it at 65, so they never thought anybody would be collecting it. They would just bring the money in, and then only a few would live long enough to draw it. And now the life expectancy is 88.
In the 80s. And that's without all your minerals, folks.
I know, and that throws all your numbers off. That's without the minerals. Why do you think the government has tried 8 times to shut up Dr. Wallach? They sued him to shut him up 8 times, and he's won every time. He's proven them wrong.
Which is really remarkable, in case everybody thinks everything is corrupt, because Dr. Wallach won, okay? So
it's kind of funny, because in the court case, they have to refute the fact that minerals are good for you, and they do what he says, and they can't get any new naturopathic doctors to come to court to testify as expert witnesses, because they would agree with them. So what they have to do is they'd bring in medical doctors to as expert witnesses against them, and all the lawyer has to do is say, okay, Dr. So-and-so, how much nutritional training have you had? 4 hours in medical school.
I was going to say 4 hours.
4 hours. And they said, so you've got 4 hours, and he's got 30 years. They can't bring any expert witnesses in to refute them, because they are, the only ones would be doctors who have no, they're doctors, but they have no training in nutrition. So they lose every time. It's beautiful.
And that's a happy thing to hear. Okay?
Yep. They stop suing them. They don't even do it anymore, because they just add more credibility to them every time they lose.
See, and that's what happens when you stand up and say, I don't think so.
Right, that's what you said. Stand up.
And Lance Gordon is like on the radio doing this. Actually, I had the FBI visit me a couple of years ago, and they said that they were concerned I was inciting people to riot. I said, you got to be kidding. Have you actually listened to the show?
Well, my question is was there a riot that they were basing that on? Where was the riot? I would like the video footage.
No, what actually happened when they came over here with their big fat file, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in foreclosure for 7 years, and I'm going back to court again on Tuesday, and they're not going to win then either.
Now that you mention that, there is a black Mercedes car outside my office. I think I'm under surveillance.
But here's the funny part of it. By the time the FBI agents and I had talked for a while, and they asked me never to use their real name, I had them down in my office running around with an Olympic torch. They were actually looking at what we were doing, because I was an ambassador in the Republic, okay? They were actually, like, talking to me in such a way that they were interested in what I was doing, and when I made the comment about not being, that I wasn't inciting anybody to write, and he says, look, I've got 5 years of radio shows. I know, I go back to 2005 on radio shows. They're all on the Internet. You should listen to some of them if you think I'm inciting to write. And he looks at me and he winks and he says, we already have. So here were two FBI agents wanting to know what I was doing. They were sent over here to investigate me, except that they already knew who I was. And they left, and when they left, they just thanked me for being the person that I was and telling the truth. That's my experience with the FBI. Okay? But I said to him, I said, if I had met you at the door with a gun and a dog, would the experience have been different? And he goes, you bet, honey. Now, mind you, I've heard stories about people crashing into homes and things like that. You know, stuff happens. It really does
happen.
That's
why we need people like Lance and myself in 42 Action and Ben with his skincare line and his health and nutrition. He actually is with the same company that we're with, although he has a skincare line as well.
Yeah, tell us about that, Ben.
Well, I don't want to be one-trick pony here because I'm a healthcare professional more than anything else, but the idea is that, and this is an idea that nobody has really talked about since we really started to understand the skin and started to develop what are called skincare products, which, believe it or not, in a commercial sense, have only been around for about 150 years or so. The skin is part of the body. It goes back to that whole holistic idea that everything is unified and not separated. The skin is not, obviously, we can tell, it's not separate from the body, yet we treat it as if it was separate from the body. This notion of rubbing something on the skin to eliminate a problem is really fallacious, and it's almost ridiculous when you think about it. Once you see the zit, you guys, it's over. Once you see the eczema, it's over. Once you see the psoriasis, it's over. Once you see the wrinkles, it's over, in the sense that the body has eliminated whatever the problem is through the skin, and we're treating the turd in the toilet bowl when we rub our cream on our zit or when we rub our cream on our rash or our eczema, in the sense that we're treating the excrement, we're treating the waste, we're treating the way the body has eliminated or resolved the problem. That's stupidity of the highest degree. So what I've done with my skincare product, and I just sold my first skincare company a couple months ago, and that's why I'm starting another one. What I've done is address the tissue as a system of health, so that my products literally provide vitamins and nutrients to the skin as an organ, not to eliminate pimples or to make the skin moist and soft, but to provide the skin with the raw material so it itself can eliminate the pimples and it itself can produce moisture factors so that the skin will remain moist and soft.
Let me just ask you some relevant questions here. Yes. When we get older, for instance, one of the things that we notice is that our skin changes, and we also notice that we're more open to tearing and bruising. What's missing
right.
from the skin?
What's missing from the skin is, what's missing, period, is the tissue's ability or the body's ability to process and to utilize raw materials and to convert them into cells and matrix and all the things that we enjoy about having beautiful skin. The body itself, not just the skin, the body itself, including the skin, loses its ability to work with raw materials. The machinery, the gears, the screws and the widgets and the rivets that are biochemical in the body begin to break down, and things aren't utilized, raw materials aren't utilized and converted into tissue as effectively. Now, part of that involves nutritional deficiency, absolutely. In fact, from a physical standpoint, that's probably the biggest problem of all. But it's the machinery that breaks down. Just think of a factory. A factory is a system or a process, a dynamic process that takes raw materials and converts it into an end product. Well, the body's a biochemical factory. It takes raw material and converts it into end products. And that's what we call the body. The body is the end product of this production process. What happens as we get older is the factory starts to break down. Just picture a factory with the walls falling apart, and the machinery hasn't been taken care of, so it starts to fall apart, and the raw materials don't get converted into an end product effectively. So what we need to do is we need to start to build our factory. Well, of course, the factory is built from a lot of things. It's built, number one, from nutrition. In fact, that's the most important physical component. But oxygen is also important. So deep breathing plays a role. Water is also important. So making sure we're hydrated, that also plays a role. You asked earlier about minerals. Well, minerals are the foundation of everything. You know, minerals are supposedly, anyway, they're supposed to be in the topsoil. That's another, by the way, huge, huge problem is topsoil depletion. Minerals from the soil get converted by the action of sunlight and water. Minerals plus sunlight and water get turned into plants, and then plants get eaten by animals, and then we eat the animals, and we get the nutrients. Well, guess what? The minerals aren't there. The sunlight and the water isn't going to be able to make plants that have the nutrients, that have minerals in them. And so the animals that eat the the plants and the humans that eat the animals are going to end up deficient. And that's why supplementation is so important, especially mineral supplementation.
That's why organic is important.
Well, organic is a different, whole different ball of wax. You know, organic means no pesticides and no chemicals. It means more than that, Ben.
It actually means if you have a true organic gardener, and they're changing the rules on this right now, if you have a true organic gardener, that gardener spent 5 years learning how to feed those plants so that they were at full complement.
Right, but literally, that's true. I don't disagree with that. But from a literal sense, the word organic, which by the way means a lot of things, organic chemistry, for example, refers to carbon chemistry. Organic in the agricultural sense literally means a plant that was not grown with pesticides or with artificial chemicals. What you're saying is true, but from a definitional standpoint, organic means no pesticides, no antibiotics.
Right, and that's how they steal more from us, okay? So you're putting back what's been stolen.
Well, yes, but here's the thing that I was going to say. The topsoil is a living system. It's not just dirt. It's got life in it, and that living system is required for the conversion of toxic and unusable minerals into active and living minerals. When we use pesticides and we use fertilizer and artificial chemicals, we kill that living system. So the soil is no longer alive. When the soil is no longer alive, it is less able to convert rock and toxicity into living elements that the plant can then use. So the issue with organic is we're killing the soil. We're killing the living, that tiny little sliver that coats the planet, which is really that tiny little sliver, which is a tiny percentage of what the planet is responsible for all of life. And we have systematically and perhaps even consciously killed that system that we call topsoil. And nobody's even talking about it. You mentioned Ebola earlier. Let me tell you something. This is a distraction and a scam. We have so much bigger problems. We've got a silt problem. We've got a topsoil problem. We're polluting the water with fluoride and chlorine and drugs, and we're destroying our world, and we're sitting here being distracted by a weak virus. And you mentioned something very interesting about vitamin C. Guess what, you guys? The only animals that don't get Ebola, the only animals that get Ebola are primates, humans, and the fruit bat. And guess what primates, humans, and the fruit bat have that distinguishes them from all other animals? They don't make vitamin C. They don't make vitamin C. All animals make vitamin C. The only animals that don't make vitamin C are the animals that get Ebola. Hello?
That's really interesting.
Hello, people. Wow. You know, this is what I'm saying. We are so bamboozled. We are so hypnotized and so entranced by media and distractions and diversions and movie stars and celebrities and the latest scandal and the latest terrorist that we don't even notice that our pockets are being picked, our privacy is being destroyed, our sense of power is being eroded at every turn, and we're watching reality shows and worried hand-wringing about Ebola and ISIS.
Because we were actually trained to do that. So what we're here for today is for you actually to step out of the paradigm that says this is what's important here on Earth, and the other paradigm which says I can't do anything, I'm too little, I'm only one person.
That is a tremendous, this paradigm of weakness is we're encouraged to feel impotent and disempowered at every turn by a legal code that nobody understands, by a government that lies to us everywhere we look, by a predatory consumerism capitalist model that has doesn't even care less about humanity, that by its very definition requires the corporation to have a financial interest as opposed to a human interest. Corporations are treated as people, but they don't have emotions, and they live forever. They're like vampires.
I have to get you off there. We're almost off the air.
Can you imagine?
So many things touched on I want to jump in on.
I know. Honest to God.
Remember to tell them about your being in Buffalo, Ben.
What's that? I'm going to be in Olean, New York next Tuesday. It's about 90 minutes south of Buffalo. I'm going to fly into Buffalo, drive to Olean, do a talk for a couple hours on Tuesday the 21st, and I'll stay as long as people need to have questions answered. Because really, as much as I love talking about all this stuff, I have an expertise in health and wellness and nutrition and my people perish for lack of knowledge, as it is said. And the more information we have, knowledge is not power, knowledge is potential power. You have to take action in order to leverage that power.
I've got to go. I got 1 minute left. I have to do the credits. We have to thank the community
that
helped
us
get on. We love you. We'll have you back for absolutely sure. You're invited to my community Sunday at the Landmark Forum in Marina Del Rey at the Marriott Hotel. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, KoningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams in memoriam, and DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. And we thank our producers and sponsors, and big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, who you hear him periodically, and Ron Simon, to John Young at totallygospel.com. A big thanks for all the airtime and friendship. Thanks to John, thanks to our webmasters. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you on an MP3. Sidious Altius Fortius, the Torchbearer's crew, do a mitzvah, give someone a boost. We love you. Next week, we'll catch you again.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is...
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.